Are you ready to supercharge your classroom and create a transformative learning experience? Today, we're diving into the world of small group learning and exploring how classroom centers can revolutionize your small group block. If you want to empower your students, boost engagement, and skyrocket their success, then you are in the right place. Stick around and let's unlock the magic of classroom centers together. Stay tuned. Welcome to the Teaching Made Easy podcast, where it's all about simple systems that actually work so you can finally teach and give your students bigger impact in their learning. Teaching is hard, y'all, but what if I told you that sometimes we make it harder than it has to be? I'm Farah, CEO of Farah Henley Education and host of the Teaching Made Easy podcast. I've been an educator for almost 25 years, and to say I've seen a thing or two is an understatement. I know how much you pour your heart and soul into your students and your classroom, and I want to help you find some simple ways to have a bigger impact without breaking the bank or spending all your free time focused on school. You don't have to be a Pinterest teacher to be a great teacher, and that is what this podcast is all about. So grab your favorite beverage, head out on that walk, or just soak the day away in a bubble bath. But sit back and let's enter the world of teaching made easy. What's kicking, educational rock stars? Welcome back to another episode of the Teaching Made Easy podcast, where I strive to bring you practical tips, inspiring stories, simple classroom systems that actually work, and expert insights to help you become a more effective and confident K-5 teacher. I'm your host, Farah, the Center Fairy, and in each episode, we'll explore a different aspect of teaching, from lesson planning and classroom management to student engagement and professional development. If this is your first time joining me here on the podcast, I am so glad that you found us on your favorite podcast listening platform. This week, we are chatting all about small group instruction and specifically center, so grab your favorite beverage, your walking shoes, or turn up the volume on your drive and get ready to be inspired and empowered. Let's dive in. So let's start with the basics. What exactly are classroom centers? Well, they're designated areas within your classroom where students work in small groups to engage in targeted hands-on learning activities. Sounds simple, right? Trust me, there's a whole lot more to it than meets the eye. One of the key benefits to classroom centers is how they allow for differentiated instruction. This means that you can tailor your teaching to meet the unique needs of each child in your class. So whether it's tackling math problems, practicing reading fluency, or exploring scientific concepts, classroom centers give you the flexibility to provide the perfect support for each student. And you know what that means? Everyone gets a chance to shine. Now let's talk about active learning. Classroom centers are all about getting your students up and moving, working together, and learning by doing. No more passive listening or zoning out during lessons. Instead, your students will be actively engaged in solving problems, creating projects, and mastering new skills. And the best part, they'll be having so much fun that they won't even realize how much they're learning. But wait, there's more. Classroom centers aren't just about academics. They also play a vital role in promoting social-emotional development. By working together in small groups, students learn to communicate effectively, cooperate, and empathize with one another. These are skills that will not only help them succeed in the classroom, but also Hey there, educational rock stars. Are you a teacher looking for ways to effectively and efficiently manage math and literacy centers in your classroom? If so, I have the perfect training for you. This summer, I'm hosting a training where you can learn how to manage centers that engage your students, optimize their learning, and help you become a more organized teacher. Now, this training is designed to help you create a dynamic learning environment that fosters growth and development in your students. I understand that organizing your centers can be challenging, which is why I've created a step-by-step guide to help you get them organized. And now by grabbing this guide, 3 steps to organizing your centers, you'll receive tips and strategies to help you get those activities organized and labels to make your storage boxes look super cute. The link to our free guide is in the show notes, so be sure and grab it today. Now by grabbing this guide, you are going to be joining the wait list for the upcoming training, so you will know when registration opens. And during the training, you're going to learn 3 major mistakes that I see almost all teachers make when implementing math and literacy centers in their classroom. And you're going to learn how to overcome and correct these mistakes and make sure that your math and literacy centers run smoothly next year. In addition to creating that dynamic learning environment for your students, this training can also help save you time and reduce interruptions at your small group table. With this training, you're going to learn how to effectively manage your centers, freeing up more time for you to focus on teaching in small groups. By implementing our strategies, you'll be able to smoothly transition your students from one center to the next, allowing you to provide more individualized attention and support during small group instruction. This is going to help you finally teach with ease and provide a more productive learning experience for your students. So don't hesitate. Join the waitlist and learn how to effectively manage your centers in your classroom. You'll gain valuable knowledge and skills that will make your teaching experience more efficient, enjoyable, and rewarding. Throughout their entire lives. Another fantastic aspect of classroom centers is that they empower your students to take charge of their learning. By allowing them the opportunity to work independently, students become more engaged, motivated, and invested in their learning. So say goodbye to disinterested faces and hello to a classroom full of enthusiastic learners. Last but certainly not least, classroom centers offer teachers the invaluable opportunity to continually assess and provide feedback to their students. As you observe and interact with your small groups, you can identify areas where students may need extra support and provide immediate personalized feedback. No more waiting for tests and quizzes to find out who needs help. With classroom centers, you're always in the loop. So are you ready to transform your classroom with centers? Here are a few tips to help you get started. One, plan and organize your centers based on your students' needs, interests, and skill level. Two, create clear expectations and routines for center time. Three, provide engaging hands-on activities that align with your curriculum. Four, encourage collaboration and positive group dynamics. Five, regularly assess and adjust your centers to ensure that they continue to meet the needs of your students. Centers are an amazing way to promote small group success in your classroom by incorporating differentiated instruction, active learning, social emotional development, student autonomy, and continuous assessment, you can create a vibrant, engaging, and effective learning environment for your students. So what are you waiting for? It's time to take your teaching to the next level. Now, stick with me over the next few weeks because we are ramping up to help you totally conquer your math and literacy centers next year. I'm going to be sharing some key information that is going to help you implement centers into your classroom routine. And you're going to be able to do so successfully so that you can finally teach in small groups without all those interruptions or off-task students. It's going to be big. Thank you for tuning in to the Teaching You Made Easy podcast. If you found today's episode helpful and you are looking for more tips and strategies and simple systems to make your teacher life easier, be sure to check out the other episodes on your favorite podcast listening platform. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and check the show notes for any links to any resources that I mentioned in today's episode. And if you haven't already, we would really appreciate it if you would leave us a 5-star review over on your favorite podcast platform. Your reviews help other educational rock stars like yourself find our show and have a greater impact on teachers and students around the world. We would also love to hear from you, so please send us a DM on Instagram and let us know what you thought of today's episode. If you thought it was helpful, take a screenshot and share it on Instagram, and you can tag us at Ferry Henley Education. Make sure you tag your teacher bestie so they can benefit from the tips too. Thanks for listening and keep being an educational rock star. And that's a wrap. Thanks for listening to today's episode. You can find all the links mentioned in today's episode by clicking the link in the description to jump over to the show notes. I know your time is valuable as a teacher, and I am honored that you chose to spend a piece of it with me. Help other teachers like you find the podcast by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast listening platform. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so that you get notified when new episodes are available. Thanks again for listening, and most importantly, keep being educational rock stars.